A new online reality competition is showcasing another side of drag here in Wisconsin. Camp Wanakiki features 8 drag queens spending a week at summer camp, competing in outdoor challenges and fashion shows. The goal to be named the Queen of Camp. The show debuts on YouTube on August 7th and includes contestants from Milwaukee, Madison, and Eau Claire. Brandon Wright created and produced Camp Wanakiki along with his brother Ashley. Together, they also co-own the restaurant chain Hamburger Mary's. Brandon, thanks a lot for joining us.
Hi, Rob. Thanks for having me.
Well, camp here has a double meaning, right? Can you talk about that?
Definitely. And we're looking for the Queen of Camp, which is literally the Queen of Camp Wanakiki, the TV show that we are producing on YouTube, but also Camp Queens. A campy queen is also known as a comedy queen in the drag world. You've got your glamour queens that are very glamorous, and you got your campy, silly, funny queens. And so we're focusing on those funny camp queens.
And people who don't like puns should steer clear, right? This is going to be puntastic, I imagine.
It's going to be pretty punny, for sure.
Now, how did this idea for Camp Wanakiki come about?
Well, my brother and I, as you said, we own Hamburger Mary's in Milwaukee. And we love drag. We love drag queens. We are huge fans of RuPaul's Drag Race, which is, as you said, is becoming more mainstream. The positive and the negative with that becoming so mainstream is that that's only one side of the drag universe that's being put out there for the masses to see. And we just felt that campy comedy side wasn't really out there. So we were brainstorming and just talking as twin brothers do. One thing leads to another, and we are on this train, and we're like, hey, why don't we do a show with campy drag queens? Hey, why don't we do it at an actual summer camp? Oh, my gosh. What if the queens are in drag doing canoe racing and funny camp activities? So, it was sort of an organic process.
And the show features 8 contestants, as we mentioned, from Illinois and Wisconsin. Can you talk about the cast of characters a little bit that we can expect to meet?
Absolutely. Because it's the first time the show was out there, we had to go with queens that were local because travel was a concern. We've got 2 queens from Milwaukee, Sylvia Nix and Pagan Holiday, 1 from Madison, the JJ Snap and Turtle. We have a drag queen from Eau Claire, Wisconsin, Dominique DeGrant. We've got several from Chicago, also Alexis Bevels and Muffy Fishbasket, Sakevi and Olasia. If anyone on the northern border of Wisconsin, southern border of Wisconsin, northern border of Illinois, is listening. So they all bring something different to the show. They all have their own quirky characters, and it's just a fun time.
And so what kind of competitions are we talking about at this summer camp?
Yeah, so each episode, there'll be 7 episodes. Each episode reprises one day at camp. So during the day, the campers are competing in those typical camp activities that, grade schoolers do when they go to summer camp: canoe racing, archery. I don't want to give too much away. But those types of activities are actually physically competing while they're in drag, while they're in character. They're competing in these activities. And then at night, there's a talent show that fits the theme of the day. And the theme of the day represents a badge. So the queens are going for a badge for the day. And then the ultimate badge is the Queen of Camp, the one that lasts the whole week.
Talking to Brandon Wright, co-creator of Camp Wanakiki. It's a summer camp drag contest, a camp in 2 meanings of the word. It'll be airing on YouTube soon. I want to give a listen to one of the competitors. You mentioned Sylvia Nix from Milwaukee, reacting to getting picked for the show.
When I first got the phone call saying that I would be coming to camp, it was full of butterflies. I was anticipating, everything and nothing all at once. It's a nerve-wracking feeling knowing that you're given an opportunity to show the world the crazy character that you yourself have created.
Seems like everybody has their own unique character and that shaping it is a pretty personal thing. Brandon, on the show and beyond, what goes into finding the character that people want to be, perform as?
Yeah, I think that that is even more so for the campy drag queen out there. They kind of fall into a character. And that's what I love about the show also is these queens, and Sylvia mentioned it perfectly, you could be the best campy queen out there, and you're never really going to be considered for some of these other programs that are on national TV because they're not really looking for that type of queen. So I'm really proud that we're giving the opportunity for this type of queen to showcase their talents.
And I saw a trailer. The show isn't out yet. It looks like, you know, we're not going to see subtle reactions to the challenges one finds while camping in the wilderness. There's almost like people are really selling it, almost cartoonish, maybe in the moment where you're maybe going to fall off the boat into the water, say.
Yeah, I mean, it was funny because the queens were in, well, I keep saying queens, but we like to say campers. The campers were, they were in their character a lot of times, but then they had to, once the challenge began, they quickly, you kind of see them revert back to themselves because they're like, oh my gosh, now I really have to do this. You know, before it was just my made up character reacting to doing a canoe race, but oh geez, I'm actually in a canoe now racing against other drag queens in canoes. So it's really funny to see that, that character development.
And among the eight contestants here, was there a lot of experience with camping and summer camp activities in drag or not?
It was a mix. I mean, we have some campers that are, they go camping every year, and they were at a slight advantage, one could say, but there's also the talent show at night that was the great equalizer. And then we had some campers that had never been camping at all. So again, you're going to see that, you're going to see some people zipping through and having no problem at all, and then some people struggling, which, you know, you never want to see people struggle in real life, but in this situation, it does, you know, it adds some comedic elements to the show.
Now, if you had viewers watching Camp Wanakiki who were unfamiliar with drag performance and the culture around it, what do you want them to take away from watching your show?
Well, you know, first and foremost, I hope it's very entertaining. So we put a program out there that we think is going to be entertaining for people. You know, and then also just the, you know, understanding that there are people different than you and they're doing different things. I mean, we're not really trying to, you know, the point of the program is not necessarily to persuade people's opinions one way or the other. It's just to put a good program out there. But I think by having it and exposing people to it, this art form, because it is an art form when you've created this character and you've developed it, and also some of the skills in actually doing the makeup on the faces is very artistic. So we think there's a lot for people to see, and you know, we know some people aren't going to like it, but we think the vast majority will, if they get a chance to see it, I think they're going to be entertained.
Now, you're not just a producer and a director. You're in the show. You and your brother Ashley, I understand, are drag performers yourselves. Can you talk about your on-camera role in the show?
Yes, we are the camp directors. My alter ego is Cherry Pie, and my brother Ashley, his alter ego is Apple Brown Betty. Together, they're the Sugar Baker twins. So the camp counselors, or the camp directors, are the Sugar Baker twins. They have their own little comedic sort of role. They're not competing, but they frame the day and the challenges. And we're also assisted by another well-known Milwaukee drag queen, Dear Ruthie, and she is a camp counselor. So you've got two camp directors, a camp counselor, eight campers. So yeah, they're just hilarious.
I don't want to jump ahead too far here. This is going to air starting pretty soon on YouTube. Is there a series two in the works, or at least in the planning stages?
Well, we'll see how well Series one goes, season one's. It's funny because we're always having this fresh on our minds because we just did the filming in May, and then we've been in production ever since, and we're seeing the episodes come to life. We're already in the back of our minds thinking season two. Oh, we're going to do this different. We're going to do that. We're going to add this. Like, there's a whole section of camp that we didn't even get to. So we're very hopeful that there will be a season two.
We'll leave it there. Brandon, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Well, thank you so much. And everyone can go to YouTube and Camp Wanakiki.
And that you can find that starting August 7th on YouTube. That was Brandon Wright, co-creator and producer of the YouTube reality show Camp Wanakiki, featuring eight drag queens from Illinois and Wisconsin spending a week at summer camp.